Welcome to the Service Industry Podcast. I've spent the last decade as a CEO, operator, and business builder selling tens of millions of dollars in products and services. I, just like many of you, started with nothing. My mission for this podcast is to help you become the greatest version of yourself, help you grow and scale your business, and create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Matt Smith. Enjoy the episode. What is going on, guys? Matt here from the Service Industry Podcast. Hope you're doing well. I'm excited about today's episode. We're talking about the things that I do in order to consistently get the hard things done in my business and in my life and how I go about that. And maybe it will give you an idea or two about how you can be more productive and, more importantly, more consistent when it comes to getting important tasks done inside of your business and life. Before we dive in, I want to say welcome to the new listeners. I don't know. I honestly don't know like how the algorithm of the podcast world works. But it's not uncommon for me to go in these weird streaks of like, we'll have 2.5 months where we legit get like the same amount of plays every episode. And then boom, all of a sudden, we'll add a ton of plays. And so I don't know if Apple or Spotify is serving up the podcast at different times, depending on the episodes I put out. But we're just in the season right now where the podcast is growing and I'm super excited about it. And I have one simple ask. If you're a business owner listening to this, share this episode or the podcast in general through social media or a text message. It takes literally 10 seconds. Share it with somebody who you know that would benefit. One person. Like, you're probably thinking of one person right now that you could share it with. It would mean the world if you did that for me. So that's my ask today, is to share this with one person. If you're a new listener, welcome. This podcast is all about helping you grow and scale your home service business. And honestly, we talk about business, life, everything in between. And I'm just on here sharing the things that I've learned over the years that have helped me grow my companies. And, you know, I've sold tens of millions of dollars in the last decade. And so, yeah, I love you guys. And I'm excited about today's episode. As always, you guys know, I own serviceindustrycoach.com. We specialize in marketing for home service companies, as well as website development and one-on-one coaching. So I always have the link in the show notes, but if you want to check it out, or you want to support the company, or you want me to directly help you scale your company, serviceindustrycoach.com is the place to go. And last but not least, the Facebook group. I had a couple of you guys join from the last episode. That's awesome. We have a free Facebook group that I will have the link in the show notes to as well, or you can search on Facebook. It's Service Industry Tribe with Matt Smith, and I'm in there every day, man. Every single day, I'm posting ideas, thoughts in there, struggles. I'm very vulnerable, and it's an awesome place with awesome people. So if you haven't joined it and you have a Facebook account, go join it. It's a positive thing to look at while you're on social media. And I think there's a lot of stuff in there that'll help you grow. So I wanted to talk real quick today because I do a lot of coaching with a lot of different business owners all over the country of all different ages. Gosh, I think my youngest was literally 18. My oldest has been in their 60s. And there's one thing, one single thing, regardless of age, regardless of what style business they have, everybody struggles with, okay? And here's the deal. I think when people start doing coaching with me, when they initially sign up, they're like, oh, dude, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to get the hidden secret that's going to get me from, you know, where I'm at to where I want to go. And what they realize real quickly is that what they thought their problem was is not their problem at all. It is this very one thing that I'm talking about today. And what I found is the people who commit and take this very seriously are the ones that see real results. Okay. And the thing I'm talking about is doing the things that are required in order to win, regardless of how you feel. And I want to talk today a little bit about how I do certain things in my business, in my life that have to get done, even though I don't enjoy doing them. However, I am able to consistently do them day after day after day. Now, what I'm going to talk about today is not rocket science. However, I believe all of us have an accountability issue. We all struggle doing the things that we know we're supposed to do because let's just be honest. Like for me, you guys, it can be something as simple as me waking up and we have bad weather here in Michigan. Like today, it's like 30 degrees, snowing. It's like gray as it gets outside. The sun's not out. But last week it was 70 and sunny. Right? We deal with that here in the spring in the Midwest, the ebbs and flows of good and bad weather. And it can be something as simple for me as waking up like today and the weather sucks and it makes me go, ugh, I would be okay just doing nothing today. And the truth is sometimes and oftentimes that's all it takes for most people to not do what they know they should do. And the problem is when you allow this to happen for a long enough period of time, you look back on, you know, the last year, 3 years, 5 years, decade, and go, man, nothing has really changed. Why? And a lot of people think it's, well, I don't have the marketing secret, or employees suck and I can't find good employees, or they make up all these excuses. But at the end of the day, it's because they did not do what was required day after day, regardless of how they felt. And so I just want to talk a little bit about that today because it is by far, the biggest problem. I'm doing coaching with a guy right now. I'm not going to say his name for his privacy. He listens to the podcast. He's a young dude. Guy's awesome. Like I can just tell he's just got a good spirit about him. But he was very open with me and said, you know, I struggle with being on my phone a lot, right? And because what he was doing was calling himself, he's like, you know, I can be really lazy. And I'm like, okay, well, let's dive deeper into that. Like, what does that mean? He's like, well, I waste a lot of time on my phone. Okay. All right, cool. Let's tackle that problem because I know that if we have things distracting us, like being on our phone or being on social media or scrolling or whatever the case is, like we're never going to achieve the things we say we want to achieve until we can nip that in the bud. So that's one thing we're tackling in our coaching session right now is basically holding him accountable to not being on his phone. That means him sending me screenshots every day of his screen time and basically walking side by side with him until he can get to a point where he can master that on his own. And then when he's not on his phone, we can replace that with activities that he knows he should be doing every single day, right? And it looks a little bit different for everybody. Like being on your phone too much is probably a problem a lot of us have, me included, but for some people it's other things, right? And so it looks a little bit different for everyone. However, everyone struggles with procrastination and putting things off. It is just the way we were made as human beings. But some of the most successful people that I know in life have mastered the skill of eliminating procrastination by simply having enough discipline in order to do so. And so what it is that we're trying to accomplish is not basically being off of our phones or being more productive. It's developing this skill set of discipline that allows us to make the conscious decision when we are in the moment of not wanting to do something to say, no, I'm doing it because X, right? And so for me, I am able to talk myself out of things very easily. I'm very aware of this. Therefore, I've had to work extremely hard on myself at being a disciplined individual. And you guys have heard me say it before. This is no new news to you. But one of the things that has really helped me is forcing myself to do something physically every day that I hate doing. Okay? And when I do this for a long enough period, what happens is it becomes easy. You've heard me talk about this if you're a listener of the podcast. I started going to the gym because I wasn't going at all, and I committed to myself I was going to go darn near every day for a year. And what I realized was about 3 or 4 months in, getting myself to the gym wasn't hard anymore. Where in the beginning, every single day I was like, gosh dang it, I don't want to do this. I could come up with a million excuses. I'm too busy, whatever the case is, but I went anyway. Right? But what I realized was 3 or 4 months in, it wasn't hard to get to the gym anymore. In fact, I actually kind of looked forward to it. And so I said, okay, well, I'm feeling a little bit tapped out on that challenge. How can we one up it? Right? And so I started cold plunging at the gym, and I hated cold plunging. It was hard. I would sit in there a minimum of 3 minutes. The water's anywhere from 40 to 50 degrees. It's not fun. It's just not that fun, until I did it for a month. And then guess what? I started to actually enjoy it. I liked the way it made me feel. I looked forward to doing it. And I said, okay, so this is easy now. So getting to the gym is easy now. Doing something harder than I'm used to at the gym is easy now. What's next? Well, I hate running. Okay, cool. So I started to force myself to run every time I was at the gym. And guess what? The same thing happened. And so what I learned was, the more often that I basically force this muscle of discipline to work, the easier things got. And in return, the more that got done, right? And the better I was able to do it. And so, you know, when you don't want to go to the gym, but you force yourself to go, you may or may not have a good workout because you just don't really want to be there. But when you really want to be there, your workouts get a lot better, right? The same goes for your work and your business. Like, there's a lot of things in your business you know you should be doing. You don't need me to tell you. You don't need another coach or another podcast or another YouTube video to tell you. You know what you should be doing. However, you don't do it and you mask it with other things, such as listening to podcasts or YouTube videos or consuming content or blaming it on a certain person or a different part of the business. You mask it with all these other excuses, but at the end of the day, the excuses don't matter because it still didn't get done, right? However, if you were disciplined and you worked out your discipline muscle enough times where you forced yourself to do that thing you didn't want to do that you know needed to get done, I can 100% guarantee you that after a short period of time, whether it's 1, 2, 3 months, that task would no longer be hard for you to get done because you have mastered the ability of doing it so many times that you don't even think about it anymore. Okay? And so what's a little tip that I could give you that's worked for me? Well, first off, I was on a Zoom call. This is a couple months ago, and there was, I don't know, a couple hundred people, salespeople on this call, and I was teaching them, and it was for a pest control business. They're nationwide, called EcoShield. My buddy Ethan's a partner in a handful of locations. His locations do 25 or 30 million, but they're all over the country. I think they do well over $100 million a year, and I'm teaching to the salespeople, and I was asked on the call, what does your morning routine look like? And I stopped for a second and I thought in my head, you know, you could come up with something on the spot, Matt. You could give them something. But the truth is I don't really have a morning routine that gets me ready to be productive. And I said, this is what my morning routine is every single day. I set my alarm for the time I need to wake up that day, depending on the task at hand or the appointments I have or whatever the case is. I wake up, I walk from my bed to my bathroom. I typically go pee. I turn the shower on. I get in the shower, take a shower, get out. I let my dog outside. I get dressed. I drink some water and I leave. I go to work. That's it. That's my morning routine. They're like, wait a minute, you don't work out in the morning? No, I don't, because I actually don't like working out in the morning. And I found that if I wake up too early, I'm actually less productive because just for whatever reason, my body doesn't like to wake up super early. And that's okay, even though it's not super popular in the entrepreneurial space, right? I work out almost every single day, and it's typically different times every single day, depending on what my schedule looks like. But the first thing I do is I wake up, I shower, and I go to work. Now, the one thing I do, or at least strive to do, right, because nothing's perfect, is I try to do the things that are going to move the needle the most in my business in the morning. When I say morning, I'm talking like before 11, 12 o'clock, okay? I find myself most inspired, most productive, most clear-headed, most motivated between the hours of 7:30 and 11 a.m., okay? And so I try to do income-generating tasks during that time because I know, based on myself and doing this for a decade, that I tend to not only get more done in the morning, but I tend to do things better in the morning, okay? And I know myself, if I leave work stuff off, whether even if it's computer work, this podcast, for example, right? Like, I can't tell you how many times I've been like, I'll record that podcast tonight after I get home from the office, you know, and it's 6-7 o'clock at night. And I'm like, I'm going to take a quick shower and then I'll record the podcast. And now it's 7:38 and I'm like, I'll just do it tomorrow. Right. I know myself. Now, it's not saying that I don't do things at night. I often do things at night that are income generating activities that move the needle in my business. But I just know that the things that have to get done, like regardless, I really try to move those to my early mornings. Now for you, you may be like, Matt, I'm way more productive at night. Guess what? Good for you. It's awesome. I don't think there's any rules to this. But if you know that about yourself, then put the most important tasks that you dislike doing the most during the most productive hours of your day or night, because you will be more apt to get them done. Okay. Now, at the end of the day, there's just going to be times in your life and in your business where you have to do things regardless of the time of day, regardless of how you feel. That's just life. However, we can build out our businesses and our lives and our schedules in a way where we control them to put certain things in certain time slots. Okay. I talk a lot about time blocking when I'm working with people, because the reality is what a lot of people do is they wake up, and other than maybe having jobs or estimates or sales appointments, they don't really have anything scheduled to be productive. And so I talk about time blocking a lot, because back when I was in the heat of running my exterior cleaning business, and I was the guy doing a lot of things, I was running estimates, I was periodically still on jobs, right? I was dealing with pissed off customers. I would time block every single day time for me to be out postcarding by hand, because I know without a shadow of a doubt, we had a consistent return doing that, and that would bring in work for us. Okay. So I would time block that specific activity every single day. It didn't matter if the Detroit airport called, which by the way, they did. It didn't matter if I had a pissed off customer. It didn't matter if somebody wanted a quote that day. If it was during the time blocked session of me putting out postcards, which at the time was a income generating activity for our small business, the answer was no, I'm busy during that time. Okay. It didn't matter other than somebody in my family dying. I was not going to interrupt that time, period, for anything, because I understood that the work that was coming tomorrow or 2 weeks from now was predicated on the activity that I do today. And it's very easy for us to go, oh, I'll just put that off today because I have this person that wants this quote for this big job, right? But then guess what? You don't get the big job and you didn't get the stuff out today that actually generates income. So guess what? Now tomorrow, you have no work. And so I would time block my days out for, especially for income generating tasks, and nothing gets in the way of that. I suggest you guys do the exact same thing. Whatever it is that you know you should be doing, if it's knocking on doors, if it's putting out door hangers, putting out postcards, going to referral groups, if it's cold calling, if it's calling past customers, whatever the case is, any type of income generating activity that you know should absolutely get done but isn't getting done, you should time block it, and absolutely nothing gets in the way. And then if you don't do it, you can just say, you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I didn't do that because I'm just strictly lazy. At that point, you get to decide whether or not you're okay with that, right? Like, I can't force somebody to not be or be okay with the fact that they're just a lazy individual, a lazy person. Now, I know for me, and I've done this, I've looked at myself in the mirror multiple times and said, dude, what you did today was not who you are. You're lazy. You were absolutely a poor version of yourself today, and you made conscious decisions to do things a certain way, and X was the outcome, which is typically nothing. I can't live with that personally because I know my potential, right? And I think there's a lot of you. In fact, I know there is because I've talked to a lot of you. A lot of you listen to this. Know deep down in your heart, in your soul, you were created for something great, created for something uncommon, and you're chasing it, but the truth is you're just not tapped into it yet, and it's because of this one thing I'm talking about today. It's because you're not doing the things you know need to get done, okay? And I sometimes feel like a broken record talking about this, but I can't ignore it. Because it is the core problem I see on every single coaching call I have ever. Everybody struggles with it. People love to make excuses around why they don't do something. But at the end of the day, it's just because you made the conscious decision not to. But two basic things that really help me is time blocking those activities, okay? And time blocking them in a time frame when I'm most productive. Those two things are game changers, okay? And to add on the third, which is actually the first thing I said, was forcing myself to do something I didn't want to do every day from a physical aspect. It's important that it has to be a physical aspect that creates real pain, not like emotional pain, like physical pain. Because I believe when you can push through the physical, the emotional side gets a lot easier. You get a lot more clear, and you're able to tap back in to those times when you went through that physical pain, and then the emotional stuff feels very simple. So I hope that helps somebody today, because I know every single person listening to this, including myself, suffers from procrastination, suffers from not always doing the things we know we should be doing because we're tired, because it's not fun, because it's not inspiring, because blank, like write in your excuse. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It still has to get done if you want to live an uncommon, a rare life, okay? I just want you guys to remind yourself of this one thing. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you were an average person, okay? I know that because the things I talk about scare away average people. They don't like to hear them because it simply reminds them of the things they wanted to become but never did. But you keep listening episode after episode to this podcast, not because I'm great, but because you know deep down you were created for more, okay? And there's something about this podcast that reminds you of that every single time an episode drops. And I'm grateful for that. But I want you to know it. You can know that you were created for more and still never come close, right? Like God created us for more, but if we do not pursue the things that have to be done in order for us to see the more portion of our life, then it's irrelevant. We're never going to get there. And so I just want you guys to get there today. And I want you to take this serious. It's okay if you suffer from procrastination. It's not okay to make excuses about it. It's okay to drop the ball from time to time. What's important is that you recognize the ball was dropped and you pick it back up and run. I love you guys. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. As always, if you need any help marketing your business or want to work with me directly doing one-on-one coaching, visit serviceindustrycoach.com. We'll see you on the next episode.